The long-awaited Phase 1 trade signing with China is apparently going to happen today on American soil. Although a lot of the talk is pointed in different directions, the deal seems to have a better financial interest in store for U.S. exports to China. I talked with Harold House of Kansas City Trading Group, who deals with trade every day. He says there is a lot in this Phase 1 agreement, and it will take at least a month before we actually see any kind of information from the signing.
How fast this happens is totally unclear, and what specific commodities it's going to cover is unclear. And as a note, one of the headlines today noted that the Chinese in December imported a record amount of soybeans, 9.5 million tons of U.S. and Brazilian soybeans. So they're not on the verge of having running out of soybeans, and they also had a record imports of pork. So how fast they come for this stuff and what stuff they come for is unclear.
China's imported soybeans in December surged 67% from a year earlier to a 19-month high as U.S. and Brazilian cargoes cleared customs. Customs reported 9.54 million metric tons of soybeans imported in December. House says it's unclear exactly what China will increase on buying.
It's unclear which commodities they're going to buy, but it's positive for agriculture. Wheat sort of seems like it might be something. They haven't bought wheat in a while. The world balance sheets on wheat are a little bit, they're not tight, but they're a little, the only thing that's gone down a little bit. So they could possibly buy some wheat. What kind of wheat they buy, I mean, they've bought spring wheat in the past. They've even bought white wheat in the past. Maybe that means don't be short, but there's a lot of people long for this stuff.
Some analysts speculate whether China will sign the agreement with what the U.S. has proposed. South America is reportedly going to have a decent soybean crop to compete with. There is also concern over China's newly imposed nationwide E10 blending mandate. House said the United States is doing fine in the oil business.
Remember that we are the largest oil producer in the world now, barrels per day basis. And this is the interesting thing, is that when we started having big trade deficits, it was because of buying oil. Now we are, our trade balance is positive versus oil. We export oil and oil products. Our trade balance, which is, and this is very interesting and important, our November trade balance was down for the first time in 3 years. That's not because of cutting back from imports from China. So our trade balance deficit has started going down. It started off being a crude oil thing, but an oil thing. Now it was other stuff.
One thing to consider when dealing with China is their pork production. The National Pork Producers Council is watching this deal very closely. China's recent outbreak of the African swine fever could mean good pork business. House said even this piece of the puzzle is unclear.
They've imported record amounts of pork, but they also claim one point they had like 968 million hogs, and then it was down like 40%. But the hog farmers are increasing as fast as possible. I don't know how fast you go from pork production, but they're going to try to increase as fast as possible.
House said whatever the terms end up being, the U.S. agriculture sector should stand to win either way.
Apparently, we're going to get $32 billion more agriculture business over the next 2 years. And that means that at least $16 billion more each year. That is positive for agriculture.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.